Lord's been dealing with me for a while, and I don't know what kind of mess I'll make out of it, but I'm not somebody that would stay with tradition and just preach tradition, whatever is going on. But I was felt led to preach a Christmas story. And as it began to develop, why, I realized if I do this, it's going to take me from now until Christmas to get preaching. So, Sunday night, of course, we'll have next Sunday night or Christmas, so I may not preach next Sunday night, but I will be preaching. And leading up, hopefully, Lord willing, leading up to the Christmas message. And little we know, and the way that things is moving, the way things have moved for the last year, it's very possible this may be the last Christmas me and you will ever see. It's very possible. I'm telling you what, things is moving rapidly. And we don't know what's going to happen. So, I was moved to preach. And it won't start out too much like a Christmas message, but hopefully that's where it's going to end up. And Lord being a blessing. For we're living in a time, we're living in a troublesome time, I'm telling you. Scary time to me. Time is serious. And most people don't take it serious. Why, it's just going to happen. Boy, it is going to happen. What kind of shape it's going to leave us in? And, but the Lord said, I won't allow you to be tempted above what you're able to bear. So we lean on Him. He will take care of us.
Amen.
We may get hungry. We may get down to threads. Time may come. We might not look too decent as a society would see us now. But if we're in the will of the Lord, everything will be all right. So, to that, why, I'm going to read maybe two verses. In 2 Peter, 3rd chapter, and I'm not going to preach from this, I'm just going to read it. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that ye might be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles, of the Lord and Savior. I want to stir up our pure minds to remember that there's not another name under heaven whereby a man can be saved. I don't care what's wrote or what's preached.
Amen.
Jesus is still the only one.
Amen.
Jesus, through Him, if I stir up your pure minds to know that through Jesus we can have eternal life. And without Jesus, hell is our destination. All right. Now I'm going to read one verse in Genesis. To start with, and then I'll move on to another passage of scripture. But I want you to notice, and I'm not going to read all of this, but in the beginning of time, let me read this verse. The first verse, the 31st, I mean, first chapter in the 31st verse. And God saw everything that He made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. Now, If you ladies, if you go into the kitchen to cook, you cook a cake, or you go out and sew and make a dress, and you can be really proud of it. But for you to say it is very good, it'd be very unlikely. So, to stir up your pure minds and make you to remember that God said everything that He made, and He said, let this happen, let that happen, and it was so. Now, throughout the messages that I'll preach from the Christmas story, I will use, and it was so. Now, for God to say everything that He made was very good, to us it had to be fantastic. For God to say it was very good. Man, He was proud of what He made.
Amen.
He made the universe, He made everything, and the grass is still green, and everything is still happening as He created it. And He was very pleased. And He said it was very good. I make a few things, and you all make things from time to time, and somebody else might comment on it and say it was very good. But not likely we will say it was very good. For us to say it was very good had to be really good, and we'd have to be really proud of it. I said that to say this. God was pleased with man He created. And He thought over him. And He touched him. And He breathed the breath of life into his nostrils. And he became a living soul. And he went forth. God was pleased. So pleased with man that he would come down in the cool of the evening and walk with them. And he was very pleased with them. But then time went on, and you know the stories better than I do, that there was one day that they didn't meet God. There was one day that he come down, knowing where they was at all the time, but he said, Adam, where art thou? He said, we hid ourselves among the trees in the garden. You think God was very pleased with them? He told them what for them to do. Give them everything that was good. Give them everything that they needed. And it was very good for God and them. And he walked with them. But they turned their back on him. And they didn't want to walk with him no more. God was very, very displeased with the man that he made. In the 6th chapter of Genesis, in the 3rd verse, it said, my spirit will not always strive with man. And on into the 7th verse, he said, and the Lord saw that, said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It repented the Lord and broke his heart. I'm here to tell you today that we hear people cuss, we hear people say all kinds of bad things, but one thing that really tears me all to pieces, it's for a man to say I have enough of nerve, I to say, I will not, I repent, I will not apologize, I am no, what's good for me, brother, listen, God said I will destroy man, because it repented him, at his heart, but now, he was forgiven, he made the statement, that he would destroy, man and beast, but listen, he had enough of love, for the man that he made, that he changed his mind, and he repented, of that, because he had touched him, at his heart, boys, whenever he saw a man, that found grace, in the eyes of the Lord, he began, again, to prepare, a way of an escape, for Noah, and his family, he said, I will destroy a man who I have created. Brother, listen, I just because I'm a preacher and I go to church. Brother, listen, I ain't got no right. I that I'm above God and I'm above everybody else. I have to come with a forgiving heart. Because if the Word of God and the love of God don't touch me and don't touch my heart, brother, I'm in bad shape. I am in bad shape. God changed his mind because he was hurt. He was hurt. He said, all the things I have created, all the things I've done, and it was very good. He was proud of the man. He was proud of the beast of the field. He was proud of every living thing. Listen, but whenever he saw that the wickedness of man was great, and the imagination of the thought of man, I was evil, I continuously, brother, listen, it broke his heart, that he'd even made man, and he said, I will destroy him off the face of the earth. But whenever he saw one man, he found grace in the eyes of God. Brother, his heart melted, and he had forgiveness, and he repented, maybe that he'd even made a statement, like that, but he said, go, and build an ark, for the saving of your soul, brother, your household, he said, I will save you, and he said, I will destroy, the world. I don't know what went on, but Noah, he began to build an ark for the saving of his house. Don't you know that God was pleased once again with Noah and his family. They had no steering wheel on that boat. As the Bible said, that God was at the stern. Noah couldn't even shut the door. Today, we don't have enough strength, enough power, to shut the door. Mercy upon nobody, only God. He said, Noah, come in. Whenever the rain began to descend from heaven, whenever the rain began to fall, I know that the people, they looked and they saw the wickedness and how that they wish that they got on the boat. How that they wish they'd have one more change to make things right. God had mercy then. He's got mercy today.
God can be angry then, and He can be angry today.
Amen.
The Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They was eating and drinking, burning, and giving in the marriage until the flood come, and knoweth not, and it took them all away. As it was in the days of Noah. Boy, you look around us and you show me one thing that's not going on today that was going on then.
That's right.
And God is still merciful. Mm-hmm. And He's still forgiving. But how, when He saw the blood, He remembered His covenant with man. Listen, He said, I will destroy man, and it was so. Only He saved. He had the power to save the eighth person. Listen, and it was so. And it was very good to see that old boat rise up and go up on the waters, sailing for safety. It was going home. Somewhere, it sat down again. And God was still with them. And He's still with us today. Now, I don't know where I'll go tonight. But I will try to get on towards the Christmas message. But I want you to remember, whatever God has said, and it was so. Whatever He done, and it was so. He said, I will destroy men. But He found grace in it. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. And He said, I will save you. And it was so. He said, I will destroy men. And it was so. Listen. What God does is very good. What the devil does is very evil. And very, very bad. But lean on Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And we'll pick Jesus up along the way in our messages. But God done a lot of things before He got to Jesus. The little baby in Bethlehem. But God is still God. And He still reigns. And He still rules the universe. He could call us just like that.
Amen.
He could wipe us off of this world just like that. If He said He's going to, and you can bet on it, it'll be so. But somewhere along the way, between Genesis and Revelations, it will change. I'm preaching now on, and it was so. Somewhere along the way, it will change, and it will be so. And it will be so. It'll change. I'd like for us to stand. If there's anything you need to pray about, the altar's always open. Christian people always want to pray with somebody. Oh, what shape we get into if we get in a shape that we can't pray for our brethren. It's awful. I'm going to ask Melissa to come to the piano. And she plays. Search your heart.